Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. How Hurricane Michael Got Super Big, Super Fast, by Adam Rogers. Michael introduced itself to North America with 155 mph gusts of wind and a barometric pressure of 919 millibars, the third strongest hurricane to ever make continental U.S. landfall. It was a monster, and it stayed a monster as it rolled through Georgia and then on toward the Carolinas. And monsters are made, not born. The most striking thing about Michael is that it was barely a tropical storm a couple of days ago, and all of a sudden, it almost touched Cat 5 intensity, says Karthik Balaguru, an oceanographer who studies hurricanes at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. Typically, hurricanes ramp up more slowly, if at all, and landfall reduces their intensity. The thing with Michael is, it just kept on intensifying, Balaguru says. That's called, perhaps as you'd expect, rapid intensification, and it used to be a rare phenomenon among Atlantic hurricanes. That's good because rapidly intensifying hurricanes also tend to be the ones that are the most dangerous, the deadliest, and most expensive. Unfortunately, rapidly intensifying hurricanes seem to be a rarity no longer. Of the record-breaking hurricane season of 2017, 17 named storms, 6 major hurricanes, all 4 Category 4 or 5 storms underwent rapid intensification. That's Harvey, which drowned Houston, Irma, Jose, and Maria, which was so devastating to Puerto Rico. Now, to be fair, most Atlantic Cat 4 and Cat 5 storms go through rapid intensification. The dangerous ones do it near the coastline, just before landfall. More intense hurricanes are one of the central predictions scientists have made about Earth's changing climate. Human beings pump more greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide into the air, and the air changes. The planet's overall temperature goes up, and that means, in part, more energy in the top of the oceans. That's a hurricane's engine. Advances like satellites and radar have made high accuracy possible in predicting a hurricane's eventual track, the path it takes across ocean and land. Intensity, though, is another story. It's hard, as the hurricane researcher Kerry Emanuel wrote last year. A good intensity prediction would require better numerical models, better understanding of boundary layers between air and water, and a better model of how the upper ocean interacts with storms. Scientists don't have any of those. Forecasting rapid intensification is even harder. And again, perhaps as one might expect, a warmer climate makes rapid intensification more likely. Emanuel's group calculated from observations of past storms that a hurricane with wind speeds that grew 68 miles per hour in a day before making landfall should only happen once in a century under the conditions of an unchanged climate. Basically, a 100-year storm. And the vulnerable cities were just about what you'd expect, too. Houston, New Orleans, Tampa, Miami. But the researchers then calculated In the post-climate change climate of our burning world, those storms could happen once every 5 years. And the new 100-year storm? Pre-landfall intensification of 114 mph. So massive as to be essentially non-existent in the late 20th century climate, Emmanuel writes. People will have never seen anything that bad. Balaguro's group found similarly grim news. Their calculations, based again on observed rapid intensification, say that climate change and variations in Atlantic conditions could drive up the magnitude of that intensification. Point is, climate change means more rapid intensification like what Michael did, and worse. How did Michael pull it off? If I had to guess, I'd say it experienced perfect conditions for a hurricane. A lot of heat available in the ocean, and favorable atmospheric conditions, Balaguro says. Wind shear, the changes in magnitude and direction of winds from the ocean's surface all the way up to the top of the troposphere, about 6 miles up, must have also subsided. High enough wind shear can disrupt convection at the storm center, weakening it overall. That didn't happen here. The result? Yet another perfect storm in yet another season of perfect storms, crashing into a heavily populated coastline full of environmental disasters waiting to happen. As of Thursday, Michael has ramped back down. It's merely a powerful tropical storm now. And it's tracking right over the towns where Hurricane Florence made landfall last month.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.